Your uniform is probably not designed to protect you from CBRN agents. In order to get full protection, special suits in combination with respiratory protection must be used, and this is what the special units will use while handling the situation. There are different levels of protection. The highest protection level, the orange suits in the pictures, is totally encapsulating suits together with a self-contained breathing apparatus inside the suit. If the substrate and concentration is known, less protection might be needed and other suits might be used together with filtering respiratory protection or a self-contained breathing apparatus. It might seem like the best idea to be as highly protected as possible, but right level of protection is desirable to ease the burden and heat stress that comes with full protective gear. These protective suits are not the same suits that are used for protection of crime scenes from contamination from the criminal investigator. Gloves are designed to protect your hands from different things, for example cold weather or water. There are also gloves to protect from different kind of chemicals. Make sure you use a glove designed for the purpose. If using proper gloves, there are also techniques on how to remove the gloves without contaminating your hands during removal of gloves. The lower right picture shows Iranian soldiers sampling mustard gas during the Iraq-Iranian war. They are using ordinary kitchen gloves, which we know will be penetrated by an agent such as mustard gas. This is not to be recommended, but working fast and followed by immediate removal of these gloves might work. It is better to do as the special units in the top right picture, using single-use gloves on top of special designated protective gloves. If any spill is observed on the single-use gloves, it should be exchanged in order to minimize the risk of an agent penetrating the protective glove.